Well, guess who's on Match.com now?
Hey, yeah. Well, before we get to that.
Yes.
Boy, Obama's making this final address count, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been dragging this thing.
He's like 55 minutes into this thing. It's just blah-bitty, blah-blah-blah. Blah.
I think he's actually occupied the UN right now.
I think he has as well.
I will not leave! It's Mike and Molson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Now on to the really big news. Screw the final address ever for Obama to the United Nations. Yeah, this is huge.
If you go over to CNN.com right now, look at the size of the freaking font.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
They have for the recently announced divorce between Brad and Angelina.
Brangelina's no more?
Brangelina, yeah. Just heard it on ABC News. And CNN has a font size I have not seen probably since 9/11.
It is pretty huge.
That just says,
divorce!
You know, I mean, there's some terrorist stuff going on in the United States and presidents at the UN. And
but the important thing is celebrity gossip news.
We just learned where Aleppo is, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But I kind of thought that they dug each other. You know, this is one of those couples.
I thought so, too.
This is one of those couples you thought, wow, they seem to be real.
Was there a problem that they got married? Because what is Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell are still together, right? But they never officially married.
They never married, yeah.
But man, is that six kids they have?
According to TMZ, the trigger conflict was over the kids. Jolie filed legal documents yesterday citing irreconcilable differences.
Irreconcilable differences.
This is interesting. She's asking for physical custody of the couple's six children. Which is pretty significant. She doesn't want Brad to have joint custody, only legal custody.
What?
So he gets to have visitation, but
he can't be at his house? That's a little weird.
Yeah, sources connected with the couple say Angelina's decision to file has to do with the way Brad was parenting the children. She's extremely upset with his methods.
Was he spanking him or something?
There was no alleged third person. Her decision to file was solely over Brad's interaction with their children. So this is going to...
This is a little weird.
Whatever she thinks...
Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. I mean, whatever she feels is going on, I mean, it's going to come out.
Yeah. How weird does it have to be for Angelina Jolie to be weirded off by it? Think about that
for
a second.
No, you're right about
Think about
that.
All the things we know about Angelina Jolie. And she is freaked out about how he's interacting with the kids. What is he doing?
Yeah, I mean, by all appearances, I think we always got the feeling that they were devoted parents. They loved these kids. Every time they went to Africa, they brought a new one back.
Yeah, it just seemed like, if you had a kid in need, you just sent him to the Brangelina and they took care of him.
And they always kind of seemed like they were parents to these kids. But evidently, in the last 2 years...
Something's gone wrong?
Something has gone horribly wrong.
I wonder if I don't want to speculate. It's all going to come out.
Let's speculate. Come on. We're reading off of TMZ here.
Exactly. You want to think that he was token with the kids? Think Brad Pitt was smoking some weed with, like, their oldest is, what, 12?
No, I don't think that's what was going on.
You don't think he was just getting high with all the kids? Puff, puff, pass?
They've been together since 2004. They officially married in 2014.
Really? They were together 10 years? See, marriage ruined it for them.
Yeah.
Is that a new thing? Do you just not get married? Is marriage the problem? 629-7970. Is marriage the problem in America? Do we not need to be married anymore?
Yeah.
Just date someone and live together in common law.
Or is coming home from work and finding a new kid there every day.
Is that...
Maybe that adds to it.
That could be a little bit of a problem,
Look
too.
Look what I found, honey. He followed me home.
Oh, no. Another one? I got to do another crappy movie to pay for this one. Let me do World War Z 2. Got to pay for these kids.
I mean, I always got the impression that they're genuine philanthropic type people.
Yes,
and
they were
doing this
yeah.
for the right reasons, not for the headlines.
No, they weren't.
It did start to get a little ridiculous after a while. You go, oh, really? Again,
another one.
But that's their thing. That's fine. I'm not going to judge. But you're right. That is an interesting thing, and you've certainly heard that play out a couple of times where people have been together and been together, and they go, oh, let's just make it official, and then for some reason, boom.
And is that the problem? 629-7970, because we have seen that, where you know someone who's been dating forever, they decide to finally make it official, and for some, I don't know if it's this, they feel constrained in marriage or what it is. Yeah, I don't know.
Why is it a problem? I guess that's the part that it seems a little odd to me. It seems like it's just I don't know. Hi, you're on WMAY.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was involved in a study more than a few years back, probably 20 or 25 years back. We did a survey of of kids in schools and determined that 42% of those kids were from divorced parents.
Okay.
So our conclusion at the end of the study was that marriage leads to divorce.
629-7970 is the listener contact line here at News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Who's another one? Perez Hilton. That's another. I'm trying to find the dirtiest, scummy websites I can.
What's your reaction
to? Let's go ahead.
to Brangelina calling it. And it's weird. I'm sure there are some people out there. And maybe we're too into our celebrities. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee there's someone out there, and you may know them in your office, that this news is going to wreck their day.
It's going to consume their day, yeah.
629-7970. Do you know somebody out there that when they hear this, they're going to go, well, what is the point of going on the rest of today? Or what's the point of me being in a relationship? If Brangelina can't make it last, how can I make it last? You know someone's feeling that way right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy to think?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And we do put a lot of stock in what the celebrities are doing.
Yes.
But it is one of those situations where you go, gosh, I kind of always thought that they got along.
You think,
but you never know.
And it's so difficult when you are in the public eye. It's very easy for us to say, well, if they had problems, they just need to have to keep going through it. Just think about for a moment being in their shoes. Mm-hmm. You're constantly followed around by camera. Can you really even ever have a real relationship in that context? You got to try really hard to keep everything on the down low.
Okay, this Friday night, you're a young lady, you're hanging out at Bar None, and Brad Pitt walks in.
Take a run at him, right?
Do you?
Six kids is a lot of baggage.
I don't know that it's baggage, but I mean, it's the hassle of being with a celebrity of that, or of Angelina Jolie.
No, I stay away from that.
That just seems like...
She's a little weird anyway.
I mean, it would be a hell of a story to tell.
Yeah.
But you may not come out alive.
No, I don't think you would.
You're on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
You know, I can hear the laughter from Jennifer Aniston's house that all was the my way next, over in Illinois.
That was my next thought is, man, she's probably sitting there going, I told you!
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie where they were where they met, and that's where things kind of supposedly took off? Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they clicked. You can tell they had something. And when Jennifer Aniston one time years later had an interview, she said that after that, she could tell he was just kind of disconnected.
Yeah.
You know, could tell something was up, you know.
Interesting.
But I bet she's laughing her ass off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
I think you're absolutely
right. Thank you very much
that.
For the phone call. Yeah, I'm sure she is going, told you so. I don't want to be the one to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Yeah, because for years it was always like, what's going on, Jennifer? You can't hold the Brad.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah, no, it was one of those things where, you know, she wanted to settle down and have the kids, or she didn't want to have the kids and settle down, I think it was. And he finally wanted to have kids, and he went with Angelina Jolie, and we see how that all played out in the end. Would be interesting if she's involved.
Now, 629, here's the next question. 629-7970, what now becomes worse? Let's say, let's match these two up with someone who makes it worse, like if Brad Pitt were to go date Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's,
What kind of tornado can we create?
He can't. Right? That's just, I mean, he could, but how old is he?
52.
He's in his 50s.
52.
She's what, 26?
Yeah.
Maybe? He can't do that. Here's the problem. He could do that, but he shouldn't do that. Because if he goes and does that, then he's a cradle robber, and then everyone thinks he was cheating on Angelina Jolie for the longest time.
Is he damaged goods?
I don't think he's damaged goods if he stays within a correct ratio.
Okay. Which would be what? A correct ratio of what? Men to women?
Of age.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, like, if he go, I don't know, is Diane Lane, is she with somebody?
I don't know.
She's, like, her or somebody, like, in their mid-30s mm-hmm. is fine. But if he goes and picks up Selena Gomez or Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, one of the Fanning kids, then people go, okay, weirdo.
What if he gets back with Jennifer Aniston?
Well, that's going to screw things up with her. Isn't she with somebody right now?
I think so.
Yeah. I think she's...
And who could Angelina Jolie go after that would be equally insane?
She's going to go back to Billy Bob, right?
Like a Billy Bob or a Martin Sheen or something.
She's going to go back to Billy Bob, right? I mean, that's going to be who she's going back to.
Yeah.
She's still got his vial of blood somewhere.
That's right, yeah. Hi, you're on News Talk 94.
Or she's going back with her brother. Remember that weird thing where she made out with her brother that one time? That was a little weird, too.
Right.
She's damaged goods more than he is.
Think so?
I think so. Because I think he can always go, man, she was just, you know, she was a taskmaster. She didn't like how me being nice to the kids. And I think he ends up coming out on top of this more than she does.
You know what's fun about this is we know absolutely nothing about these people, but we're making all kinds of judgment.
Oh, I love it.
Which is fun.
That's the best part about the whole thing.
That's some good American sport right there.
Yeah, it really is. That's what America's all about, where you take people that are famous and you drag them down into
How much reckless speculation can we make about these two human beings that we've never met in our lives? And hi, you're on WMAY.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Two things.
Yes.
Is Woody Allen damaged goods?
Yes.
Well, that's a good. Yeah, I would think so now, yeah.
One would think.
Well, he's continued making money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
I'm I don't think it's going to be a problem in the actual film industry. I think he'll be fine. It just in a relationship he may be damaged.
Yeah. Can he go get a date?
Well, I would say he could at his age. Second thing. Well, what's the age spread? I heard you say something about an age spread.
I would say normally people say 10 years on either side is okay.
Well, there's 12 difference between my wife and my age.
You're
I've
good.
Been married 36 years without a separation, a breakup of any kind.
Good for you.
Good for you.
12
Way
years,
to be.
You said?
All right, that's the new standard then. 12 years. You set the standard,
yes.
Sir.
We have proof that it can be done.
Exactly.
12 years is now the... Good, that just opened. I can adjust some things in my
There
life.
You go. Now, yeah, adjust some things this way or the other way.
Wow.
You just made Johnny's day.
That's right. Those 2 extra years are going to make a difference.
They are.
It's Mike and Molson. This is News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.